It's Wednesday, February 28th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Economic disaster loans are available for businesses impacted by the snow drought. A child care tax credit is the most likely tax cut to be signed by the governor. A PFAS cleanup bill gets vetoed, and it's National Flood Safety Awareness Week. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Low-interest loans are available from the Small Business Administration to businesses impacted by this winter's snow drought. The National Weather Service said snowfall has been 20 to 30 inches below average this season. It's been tough for places of lodging, restaurants, outfitters, and bait shops that depend on winter tourism, said Caitlin Hansen, Executive Director for the Washburn County Tourism Association.
Our sales tax numbers look to be down a little, about 11%, I believe, is the number from 24 to 23 for January. One of my bait shops said they were down sales about 50% from 2 years ago, which is, she said, made the comment, which is similar to last year because of too much snow. So now we're in the complete opposite end. Thankfully, the Berkey was able to happen in some fashion, which helped some of our lodging properties.
Information and applications for the SBA economic disaster loans can be found online at lending.sba.gov. The deadline to apply is April 8th for Bayfield and Douglas counties, April 29th for Burnett County, and May 6th for Barron, Chippewa, Dunn, Polk, Rusk, St. Croix, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. Governor Tony Evers is noncommittal on the fate of three of four Republican-authored tax cut bills. He's leaning towards signing a child care tax credit.
I would say the child care deduction is likely going to be signed. The others I'll just take a look at. I'm open to it.
The other bills remove the state income tax on some retirement account distributions, expand the state's second tax bracket, and increase the tax credit for married couples. Evers commented during a Wausau stop on his Year of the Worker tour. Governor Tony Evers vetoes a Forever Chemicals cleanup bill. Bob Haig tells us more.
The Republican-authored PFAS bill passed the Assembly last week, opposed by Democrats like Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point.
This bill, SB 312, does not quite make it to the finish line in a way I think we could all agree on.
Rhinelander Republican Rob Swearingen said that city's already shut down two wells, and addressing PFAS contamination is urgent.
And the governor has to not turn his back on the people of the Northwoods and sign SB 312.
A Tuesday press release from the Democratic governor said he wants the legislature's budget committee, which has a Republican majority, to release $125 million to the Department of Natural Resources to assist PFAS-harmed communities. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's National Flood Safety Awareness Week, and there's some tips to help you stay safe when the waters rise. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesperson Andrew Beckett says no floodwater is safe and you should just avoid it.
We encourage people to turn around, don't drown. Just a few inches of water can put you or your vehicle in great danger if you try to drive through those waters, because you may not know what the surface beneath the water looks like.
Anything in your home that has been damaged by a flood should be considered a loss, because floodwaters contain contaminants from all the places they've washed out. Find more safety tips online at floodsmart.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.